that shortly, but first, Swiss voters have approved a 5-year ban on the use of genetically modified crops. A total of 55.7% of the electorate voted in favour of the moratorium across all the country's 26 cantons. Supporters of the ban include farmers who believe that the introduction of GM crops would undermine organic produce. But the biotechnology industry had campaigned against the ban, saying the country must accept new developments. BBC's correspondent there is Imogen Fuchs. I asked her what the ban would mean.
Well, what that is going to mean is that the planting of any kind of GM crop, small or large, outdoors, will be forbidden in Switzerland for the next 5 years. No farmers will be able to try it out, and in the open, scientists testing will not be able to try it out either. There's also a ban on the import of any kind of genetically modified livestock, although obviously that's not nearly as common an occurrence as planting GM crops.
But of course there are various food products, particularly those made in the United States, which contain GM material. Presumably those will still be allowed to be sold in supermarkets.
Well, kind of yes and no. It's a funny one, that, because in fact there's very, very, very little of that available in Switzerland, and a big debate going on about how it should be labelled. And what the Swiss consumers have shown is that they are just not buying these things. They're not interested in it. I mean, there's been a certain amount of things like tomato paste with GM tomatoes. It's just staying on the shelves here.
So what are the Swiss afraid of? What are they worried about with genetically modified crops?
Well, there are a number of people, some scientists too, but in particular environmentalists and green groups, who do feel that the jury is still out on genetically modified crops, and who feel that it should be tested more and evaluated more before a decision is taken to go ahead and really plant it, hence this 5-year ban. The other concern, which I think is what really swung it in the vote on Sunday, is that Swiss farmers have had a difficult time making ends meet over the last few years anyway. They can't compete with these great big agribusinesses on the plains of Germany and France and Holland. They have small, steep plots, and they've been building up a niche market for themselves in organic produce, and they very much fear that should the Swiss agricultural business be compromised, if you like, by GM crops, that they may not in future be able to guarantee that their produce is truly organic because of cross-pollination and so on.
In terms